It's Friday morning. It is time to talk Buffalo Bills football. And to do so, we go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, the Bills are 6-5, and they're heading across the country this weekend to visit the Oakland Raiders. And before we get into the game, how about providing us with a little bit of background?
Yes, Buffalo actually shares a rich history with Oakland dating back to the early days of the AFL when the Bills owner kept the entire Raiders franchise afloat with a $400,000 loan. And my, how the times have changed, as $400,000 won't even cover the minimum salary for one rookie in today's NFL. And with those changing economic circumstances, potentially brings us the last time the Bills may ever visit Oakland unless Mark Davis can squeeze a couple $100 million in public money from local government towards building a new $1 billion stadium. Otherwise, the Raiders will likely be headed to Las Vegas to join the NHL's expansion Golden Knights. And onto the field, this game is now officially the Bills' most important game of the season. That is until the next game. As I mentioned before, the Bills are likely going to need to go 5-0 down the stretch to break the longest active playoff drought in North American pro sports. And the Raiders appear to be their toughest test on the remaining schedule. So far, Oakland has lived up to their preseason billing as a team on the rise. They're 9-2 in first place in the AFC West and challenging for the top spot in the AFC playoffs, led by some young stars in quarterback Derek Carr, who has a dislocated finger from last week, but is still expected to play. And the UB Bulls' own Khalil Mack, who is firmly in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year, is going to be a major test for the often inconsistent Bills.
Well, the Bills will need a statement win, that's for sure, against Oakland. How could it happen?
Yeah, let's start with two guys who need to have consistent standout performances if the Bills are going to exceed expectations. And just like I mentioned Carr and Mack for the Raiders, any team who expects to be good needs those types of guys. And in my view, the only two guys left who have that X factor this season are Sammy Watkins and Marcel Darius. Both can be game-breaking players and need to get the Bills over the proverbial hump. Why, might you ask? The Bills already have a superstar in LeSean McCoy. And without him, they aren't the same team. But he's clearly not enough, or the Bills would be better than 6-5. And we could stop talking about the hope for Tyrod Taylor to take the next step and carry the team on his back, because he simply is what he's been over the last 11 games, and that's average. But add an effective Sammy Watkins into the mix, and it gets him closer to competing against the league's best teams. After all, he did have 3 catches for 80 yards in his return last week. A solid performance, but expectations are certainly higher. And on the defensive side, we saw just how disruptive Marcel Darius can be when he's focused on football, as he was last week, and like Watkins' presence for the offense. Bill's defense has been decent, but Darius has the potential to put them over the top. Now, even if those guys don't have eye-popping numbers, if they're on the field and effective for in whatever role is asked of them, the Bills should be able to elevate their game simply by having the Raiders account for them on every play.
All right, so win or lose, let's talk big picture.
Yeah, if the Bills can't manage to get the win, it'll certainly be a devastating blow to their slim playoff chances, but they'll still be in the hunt. Where have I heard that before? yes, they'll still have a chance, but not only would they need to go 4-0 down the stretch, they'd likely need some help to stay in the playoff mix after yet another conference loss. Now, on the other hand, if the Bills can get the win, euphoria will surround them from the media, both locally and nationally, as it'll be a statement win, to be sure. I'm looking forward to this game as a football fan, actually, as it presents a lot of intrigue. Not only are the Raiders an entertaining team on the rise, but this game sets up as a great chance for the Bills to do something that's largely eluded them over the last 16 years, and that's win a critical game late in the season against a good team when it still matters. They've had plenty of opportunities over the years, but always come up short as that mediocre team that looks close but really isn't. But man, if they can leave Oakland with a win, they might even warm the heart of the most pessimistic observers, at least just a little bit.
Is that speaking from personal experience?
How dare you?
Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.